Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
As far as Jimmy goes, what are you seeing from him right now?
Well, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Jimmy!
Hi, Jimmy. I know you're trying.
Nobody's laughing.
Get off Butler.
The Butler didn't do it.
Well,
dude, that. Well, you know what he's saying with that? I got to be careful what I say because it can get misconstrued and
it can piss Jimmy off and get mad.
And so don't talk to me.
You
I didn't say
need
it.
To be independent of what they think. You need to be strong enough to not be afraid to levy criticism, even if somebody takes it hard.
Have you listened to this? I'm the last hour and a half.
I'm sorry. What?
Nothing. I'm who you think you are on radio. I call people out.
Oh, Not Steph.
You sound like Rick Ross.
Not Steph. Hey, Steve. What's the rotation going to look like next game?
Is this a starting lineup, the one that started tonight? Is this a group you're going to give some runway to?
I have no idea. I mean, honestly, it's we've had so many guys in and out of the lineup. You know, we'll see if we can, stay healthy, then, maybe this is the way we go. But we would like to build some consistency. We just haven't been able to this point.
I know you think I'm playing. It's that greatest analogy. It gets better over time that I used about the stew and the same ingredients. I am not excited. I'm just thinking about Will Richard. I'm not like what conversation went into a guy starting as a rookie and handled his own, and then he gets his water cut off. Like, make that make sense. But we're not going to grow. And this is what it is. And I haven't liked anything coming out of Warriorville all year long, even when it was about the schedule, even it was about the practice, when you got guys headed to the Hall of Fame like Jimmy Butler, Steph, and Dre. And for Dre to come back last night and just, I mean, not Apple turnover, Dre turnover, just. And Steiny, he gets mad.
He's a very emotional player.
No, he gets mad at other. He got mad at post, and it wasn't even like, dude. You're doing the CYO turnovers, not them. Take ownership. 13-14.
Nasty.
Sorry, it is. I was feeling good last week.
I will say this, and I don't know what I necessarily mean
by
it.
I'll help you.
Here's the other thing. They can't keep losing like this. Otherwise, we do run a risk with our superstar of very, very frustrated.
Because I don't think we're giving him enough love, man. Steiny, he had 33 in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
12 threes.
Yep.
I mean, the 16th time he's done that, but it had 11 threes. And then what about Friday night? It was right there on a platter. How do you get down 12 at home to a antless Minnesota team? Oh, they're tall. Well, go get tall dudes. Not ones that can't play back-to-back.
Rudy Gobert had 8 dunks on Friday, the most dunks by a player in a game this year.
Can I tell you what really bothered me Friday?
He's very tall.
You sent me off with a bottle of wine, and that thing was done. Can I tell you what really bothered me?
Sure.
Foul him! Foul Rudy!
Oh, he makes free
throws.
Every
time he gets it, no!
He's too strong.
They just let him go up and dunk it.
He's too strong.
Foul him! And they didn't know. It was like they didn't even foul him. And they didn't.
Well,
they let him get away. That's how I'm okay.
Yeah, sure. Hell, let's go to Gary in Daly City. I think he's got a question for you.
Good. Hey, what's up, G?
What's up, Gary? Guys? Merry Christmas. It's been a long while.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say Kerr moves on. Who are you gonna bring in to coach this team?
Hey Gary,
this is gonna be outside Guru's pay grade.
Wait, let me finish. Who's gonna change it? Spoelstra?
Right.
Ty Lue? How's he doing down with the Clippers? Who's gonna change it? You're gonna bring the guy from Oklahoma City of all the talent?
No, Gary, I'm with you.
Who's gonna change it?
I'm not there, man.
What coach gonna come in here?
I'm not there. It's bigger than Kerr. I'm just telling you this whole rotation and the whole practice. It's bigger than that. I'm not on that train. I know you're not coming at me.
He's taking a lot of heat for everything. It's not on the coach. I mean, it's on the guy upstairs. Curry's like Matt just said. Curry should be in the front office saying, I got a year or two, and then I get my statue, and I'm out of here. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Would Zubats be nice here? And you have a guy
that's
playing in the 6'5 and under league the other night? I mean, and Draymond can only do what he can. I know he makes turnovers, but what do you want? If he was next to a center, a real center, not these wannabe centers, a center, the team would be a lot different. It goes to Dunleavy. But I want to tell you something to the fans. Okay. I've been here since 65.
All right.
We have 7,000 of us in Oakland. Just think when Curry walks away. There's going to be more people lining up to buy Valkyrie tickets than there are going to be lining up to buy Warrior tickets.
Man. Hey, but Zoo,
real about it.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
I mean, be honest about it. But
yes,
what coach would Eric Spoelstra change anything here?
I'm gonna tell you this, G. Hear me out.
Go.
What's indicting to Kerr this year is you knew your team in training camp. How the hell are we 30 games in? And G, even if you don't agree, he's basically having tryouts. You should know your team. You should know the pulse, and they should know their roles. Now, as far as how they play, that's different. But Steve Kerr is hitting every wrong key on the piano right now. And now, and Kuminga's not playing? That's personal. You're not good enough to not have him play. So fix it so the dude can play. He can't do any worse, Gary.
Yes, he can.
How would you feel when after Kuminga plays and he makes turnovers and he's in the opposing foul line and he's smiling?
I called him out on that. I didn't like that.
That's why he's not playing.
I didn't like that, and I called him out. But it's okay. The same I feel like with all these other guys doing the same thing that they're doing, resulting in losses, G. But I hear you on that. I called Kuminga out for that against the Sixers.
You know, the other thing is this is not a shot at Steph.
Yeah.
Who starts when he doesn't play 9 games?
We just saw it.
Exactly. So, and then Kuminga was playing well early in the year. What happened? He got hurt. Like, they have no, like, I get people like, damn it, you should know the rotation right now. But they've had guys in and out. Like, I get it. We're all down on Al Horford. But that's why they have no continuity at center, because they can't count on him. And then he's got to go to either Post or Trayce Jackson-Davis. And you may as well flip a coin there.
Yeah, but why are the young guys regressing? Like, why is Moody, Pods, and why are they going south when they were the ones that some felt like were getting scholarships? Why all of a sudden Moses Moody was a fixture in the starting lineup? What happened?
Well, don't forget, like, that's another thing. Moody was a starter. He missed the first 2 games. Right. So he was in the lineup, then he wasn't, because Kuminga started playing well. He kept Kuminga in the starting lineup. Then Kuminga kind of went south. He brought Moody back. Like, what Steve Kerr will tell you is ain't nobody's played well enough consistently. And you know, you can say it's a chicken to the egg. Yeah. Nobody's played well enough consistently to demand consistent minutes. Well, maybe you're not using them right, so they don't play consistently. Take your pick.
I have no idea.
I just look at the talent level on this team. And I don't see a 17-10 team. I don't see a talent of a 17-10 team right now.
And who can explain what's going on? I'm asking you, Stoney, for real. Is it minutes with Buddy Hield? 31% on the season.
He's off to a bad start. I mean, he is. So's Butler. So is Draymond. Who's playing well for the Warriors right now? One guy, right? Curry?
And Pat Spencer.
Well, he didn't even play last night.
Right, but yeah.
I mean, the other thing is, I get it, Draymond scored 14. I don't know.
Team high minus 12.
I don't know about Butler and Draymond playing together for long stretches. I just don't.
But that's...
Right. That's all you have.
That's what you signed up for.
Mm. Steph, Draymond, and Butler. Mm. And Draymond and Butler are not playing well.
Wow.
There are no answers. This is like...
But this team can't, as a whole, guard, Stani.
You went down a road with tunnel vision, I think. You left yourself no out but to rely on older players. There's no out. And now you can be like, well, now they're older. Let's play the young guys. It doesn't work that way. Like, you just can't expect the young guys to start playing well and winning games.
I know I left out of here, or we left out of here Friday, just about the bet you and I have of them winning 40, 50 games. They had to play at a 37-20 clip. Now they've dropped two games since then. So, I mean, that thing is rapidly getting away from me.
They got to go 37-18. Man. That's essentially a 55-win pace from this point on to get to 50. Let's go to David is in San Diego. Let's talk about pods. Hey, David, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm so – what's up, guys? I'm so glad to be on here finally, man.
Yeah,
finally.
What's up, baby?
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah. No, a long timer from the Bay Area. Moved down to San Diego. Man, I was going to those Warriors games, and they were $20 a ticket.
Yep.
So been a long time fan.
We'll be back there soon.
And, you know, I got a couple of things. Yeah, love it, love it. Yeah, a couple of things I want to talk about. And I think what's important, one of the guys right before me, Gary, said he was going to coach this team. And, you know, there's guys out there. Mike Malone used to be one of our coaches before, right? And sometimes in leadership, you need change, and you reflect upon that. I can only imagine Mike Malone being our coach one day, right? Even better than it was before, but no changes, right? And you guys mentioned earlier, every game seems to be a tryout. What other team does that?
Oh,
it doesn't make
man.
Any sense. And if you look at factual stats right now, and people are going to cringe when they hear this, Pods has logged the most minutes of any player this year. 748 minutes as of right now, if I'm checking online, right? And the next guy down, if you look at another guy that probably should be playing or taking a lot of those minutes, could be someone like G. Santos. You talk about height and that we need size and a big center. Look, you put Post at center, you give Guy a good amount of playing time, you reduce Pods' minutes to the bench, eighth, ninth man, right? What does that do? If you look at the standings right now, and I'll wrap it up with this, guys, we're in eighth place at 13-14. We could have probably won another five games, and that would have put us at the second spot on the West. Would love you guys' thoughts on that. And on top of that, Draymond right now, to me, I've been a big defender of Draymond for a long time, and I got a lot of love for him. But his defense right now is probably a 7 out of 10, and his offense staying at the top of the key, just looking for Steph
on every pass.
Too predictable, and it's sad to watch. And I just think he needs to be coming off the bench 15 minutes a game.
Appreciate the call, David.
I think
everything's on the table, right? Everything's got to be on the table.
But the guy with the least amount of things, tools in his bag, has the ball the most, and now he's got an issue with the turnovers. That seems like it's growing or glaring, and maybe it's shining because we're getting nothing offensively. But I just sit there and watch like there's a better way. There's a better way, but this is the old Warrior way. A dynasty was built on it with him bringing the rock up. But to watch him blame or get mad at others for his decisions. He threw a pass last night. They were on the break. Curry didn't even know the ball was. He just got rid of it in a millisecond and threw it. Like, Trey, come on.
He was terrible.
Like, that's real.
He had 8 turnovers in 29 minutes.
I'm like laughing 29. When I'm not, man. Damn. I'm not,
like,
damn, yikes.
That might be. I'd love if you could find out. That could be the most turnovers in the fewest amount of minutes this year by a player.
8-29.
Austin in Redwood City. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I'm doing pretty good, y'all. This is what I got, man. I'm coming after Jerry Stackhouse. He ain't got these guys. They ain't playing no type of defense whatsoever. What is Stackhouse doing on defense on the end? And not only that, man, it ain't just Kuminga. It's everybody. We too small. We got a team full of role players that are guards. I'm going to call it how I see it. Draymond and Jimmy Butler, they resume say they starters, but the way they playing like they should be role players. So coming off the bench or something, because they ain't helping Curry at all. And what Curry say, he don't want to play for no bottom team. And right now we a bottom team. The Suns is better than us, and they got a big man. They got one big man is why the Suns is actually winning games. We ain't winning nothing with these players on our team. I don't care if it's Santos having a good game here and there or Spencer having a good game. We ain't going to win nothing with all these guards on our team. And we keep getting older. We pick up Al Horford. We went from Chris Paul to Al Horford. Like, come on. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Thanks, what are we doing? Play Kuminga.
All right. Slid that in can to I the swear ask, jar.
Oh, go ahead, Sonny.
No?
Well,
can I ask you and Evan and the listeners, and I'm a lover, not a fighter, and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This happened Friday night. I had the thought. I don't want anybody to get injured. But when was the last time a guy in a Warrior jersey fouled the hell out of somebody coming down the
I'm plate? Sure Draymond's done it recently.
No, it ain't even been recent. When somebody just got hit up, like to send a clear message.
Wait, what would the message be?
Just you can't do it.
Well, they can.
No.
They can do it.
You got to pay.
Who?
Whoever's coming down the – it's not – we're getting killed.
I think they're one flagrant foul away from winning 11 in a row.
I'm so like, I hate that you're making a mockery of my, like, put somebody on their ass. What, we don't have a Larry Smith. Even Dre's not doing it. He's just taking the ball and he's doing that. You notice that hard bounce before, as soon as it comes out, but he catches it before it hits the ground and then he'll bounce it on the ground.
Who's this?
Draymond in frustration and inbound it one step.
Yep.
But it's like somebody foul somebody. Jimmy, hack him.
They foul a lot because they get beat at the point of attack, so it might be a different kind of foul.
It's just...
By the way...
We're the get-right game for the league right now.
No, just the Blazers. Just the Blazers.
They lost 6 of 7 coming in.
Timberwolves have been playing well. Dude, they've been playing well,
Portland lost 6 of 7.
Timberwolves have been playing well.
They didn't have Ant.
They were Western Conference finalists
last
year.
We had Steph, and they didn't have Ant.
Yeah, so what does that do to your theory that last year they would have beaten the Timberwolves with Steph? Yeah, they would have Ant would have gotten hurt.
I'm telling you what's about to pop off in Dub Nation. It's either going to be Slater, Thompson, our guy,
Shams.
Shams,
yeah.
and our big boy from the Cub fan, my boy. I just texted
Nick Friedel.
Help me out a boat. Somebody's going to ask Jimmy in a way or at a time, we need you to do more. Or the streets are saying, and he's going to go, it's going to pop off.
He's all about winning, Goo.
Nah, but he's hearing it, but he's got to hear from the right. Stani, this is not acceptable. This is realistically all we can hope for is he do what you talked about. And Kerr alluded to it. I got to design and find. No, you don't, Steve. It's on Jimmy to do it. And he knows what he's doing and not doing. He's teasing us. Because nobody, you're getting nothing from anybody else. Curry's doing all he can. Jimmy's the one that can do more. He don't want to do it for whatever reason.
We'll be fine.
He's going to flash. We call that the year flash. Seven.
Jimmy Butler?
I thought it was seven.
He's 36 years old. Most guys, when they get to be that age, they do lose some consistency.
The audacity.
Steph, LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah, they've lost a little consistency. Wow. Not as much as Butler.
No, but you never look at me. Do you really think he's doing it on purpose? Not being ultra aggressive.
This is Jimmy Butler. Like, that's all I can answer.
See,
this is
like
Jimmy Butler.
You're giving me the answer without even. What does that mean?
It means the player you're watching and you've watched for 27 games this year is Jimmy Butler.
Well, he's stealing.
Well,
it shouldn't 50, 40, 85.
That's why I want more. Exactly.
60, 50, 100?
No, I'm just saying more shots.
And you can't generate them, Goo.
And there, boy, that's a word. Generate. Mm. How's this thing turn around? Seriously. Okay, Horford's coming back. We got some fun.
Well, we'll see if Horford plays Thursday.
But I mean, seriously. Well, all the stuff I wanted to radio fight you over, it's a young man's game. And now we look like I do at the gym. Like, I know what my limitations are. I know I'm not getting that loose ball. But, man, dude, something is not right.
Didn't the guy think you were a guard?
Yeah, well, I got so mad at that. I can't forget about it. He said, you ain't no guard. Anyway.
This from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. 415 says, Goose just going up and down the bench yelling at players right now.
Foul him! I'm laughing, but I'm crying. Foul him! And I got to give the Niners their love.
We can.
Of the two teams, I thought the Niners would be the one to where we were scratching our head, but I wasn't going to scratch my head because they had an excuse. They were this injury bug had got them. So we understood if they didn't make it or reach their goal. And they're probably one win away from doing that, but never, partner, in a million years would I thought after 27 games the Warriors would have this many questions and Steph playing at the level he's playing at and nobody else coming close. Mike had Scotty, Magic had
Cooper. Who's Scotty?
Byron Scott, Scotty Pippen.
What about, and what do Steph, they have to do with anything right
Steph's
now?
Steph's running made his pods, Moody, or Pat Spencer. Make that make sense.
Okay, you want me to try? They pay Steph $62 million, and they pay Jimmy Butler $56 million, and then they pay Draymond Green $25 million.
So Steph's
million.
Running mate
so
should be Jimmy.
So there's no extra money.
Yeah, but
they can't right, pay everybody.
My point is Jimmy
They're
should be.
They're paying Jimmy his, Butler yeah. and Steph to be their two-man combo.
What'd you say? Two dudes with the top five salary mm-hmm. and only one's earning it.
Yeah. But and he only earns it two-thirds of the time.
Well, until he puts a stretch of 22 straight games.
Yeah, he better. He's going to have to. All right. 888-957-9570. I see Marvin Livermore. It says he's coming down Steiny's Road. And what I could do is put him on right now and then cut him off in 30 seconds. That's not who I am.
And Butch just sent me, I'm going to tease it, the last hard foul by the Warriors. You and Evan won't guess it. Foul him! My man!
So 888-957-9570 is the number. And help Goo out today, people.
No, help all of us. Don't just make it me.
I don't need help.
So you're not shocked. You are. I know you. You're shocked.
About what?
Just the state of the Dubs right now.
Not at all.
Jimmy
Not
Butler's
at all.
Lack of, yeah.
How many times did you fall in love and get your heart broken? It must have been like
whatever number you have, add to. How about that?
How many times did you allow
Why
yourself
you
to
laughing?
Love Steiny?
That's a good question. Once.
Oh, man.
Larry Bird. No, the,
dude.
Goo, you just.
I'm not alone.
Dude, you just you overinflated Butler. It's fine. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Foul 'em!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.